Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marcia Egan is our guest, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, golly, more than five years she's been hanging out with us. She's the author of Inbox Detox. She's a certified professional coach. The Egan Group is her professional coaching firm. And she's talking to us about etiquette, holiday etiquette. Marcia, in the previous segment, we talked about how to behave, how to act, and how not to get yourself fired. And that was, and we were primarily talking about what the stuff that you put in your mouth, like the liquid stupidity or courage or whatever you want to call it. Now let's talk about what the things that come out of your mouth, right?
Well, and that's true. And one of the guidelines I like to suggest for both bosses and employees is leave work behind. At a holiday party is the time to talk about other things. And we talked about the possibility of people having liquid courage, but thinking that you can corner your boss with the new great idea at a holiday party is not thinking clearly. And so I like to say, keep it light. Talk about business only if the boss brings it up. And the other part of that is, if you're the boss, don't start it, because people will follow. And when I think of holiday parties, I think of times to share friendship, times to share kind of inside jokes about the office.
To learn about family, to learn about everyone's family.
And for God's sake, watch the spouse, because every now and then, I mean, this has happened more than we want to know, is the spouse or the significant other will corner the boss tell the boss what's wrong with their company.
Oh, boy. I have actually witnessed that.
I have, too.
It is beyond cringeworthy.
Well, exactly. And a lot of times the boss will say, hey, how does Pat like working with us? And the answer is, great. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes. Thanks for the job.
Actually, your policy on blah, 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 it really upsets him or her.
Right.
I've seen it happen, and I guess you have too.
Well, just don't get it started. Just say, you know, look, we're glad you're here. I hope you, what would be wrong, Marcia, with saying, to everyone at the beginning, just say, okay, guys, this is a party. Let's have fun. Business, we left business at 5 at the office. We're going to pick it back up tomorrow. Let's just have fun and enjoy each other.
That's what I'm saying. And the other part about that is, this is not the time to stay very late. If the band is over at 11, let's go home at 11. And I mean, if you're going to take it to another bar, take it with close friends. But as we talked about in the earlier part of the hour, sometimes the gossip mill can really get a lot of good feed from the office party, from people who are not seeing things clearly because they probably have had a little bit to drink. So it's caution, caution, danger, danger. But I don't want to leave the message to not have fun at your office party. But you need to be cautious about your alcohol intake and your etiquette generally. And
what do you think about having a kind of a monitor, somebody who's paying attention to what's going on, who can maybe go up and say, "Hey, John, you might want to think about backing off a little bit," or, "John, I understand you're going home. Let me call you a cab." What do you think about something like that?
I wouldn't announce it. You might ask somebody
I agree with
to
that.
Serve in that role because you really don't want anyone to feel like someone's hired a Gestapo.
Right, no, but just somebody that just kind of that's respected but especially the cab thing, the Uber thing. Call them an Uber or something.
Sure. And I think that's what you want to do, especially with, I think you watch out for your office friends and acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the boss, you also do that, and you do it in a friendly way, or you even offer to drive them home yourself. I mean, that's pretty cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, safety first. And that's why limiting your alcohol intake. One of the suggestions that I heard, and I'm not sure that I endorse it all that much, but is, have one drink at your holiday party, and nothing's going to go wrong then.
Right.
You're going to get loose.
Of course, some people show up half lit.
That's
another thing that happens, and you might have to just say to people, hey, folks, we're not going to let it get out of hand. If you get out of hand, then we're going to help you make other arrangements.
Exactly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that, do you, in advance?
Oh, I don't. The holiday party is not the time for you to ruin your career or ruin your reputation as a boss.
Let's eat more and drink less. Hey, Marcia, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. And thanks for the great advice.
Okay.
Marcia
Egan.
Happy
holidays to you.
You too, Marcia. Marcia Egan, EGAN. Put a .com on the end of that and you'll find her website. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.